chanting, so that we can enter into the world, the world, the realm of Krishna's holy names.
Can you all hear? Yes, I thought so. So please, a little louder.
Hare Krishna. I can speak louder too, but probably not that much louder. Okay, I will though. The attempt to attain the heavenly swaga planets impoverishes the entire world. The desire to attain impersonal liberation brings only trouble. The regiment of yoga is dry and tasteless. What is the use of endeavors like these? I will abandon them all and simply make my tongue chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The author of that is unknown. O Lord, is your impersonal spiritual effulgence not always present everywhere? Even so, it has not been able to break even a single small leaf from the tree of repeated birth and death. On the other hand, the moment your holy name is taken by the tongue, it thoroughly shatters the tree of birth and death down to its roots. Of these two, the spiritual effulgence or the holy name, which one should be served? Good choice, 100%. That is by Srila Sridhar Swami. O Lord, just as a miser continuously collects, counts, and remembers his money, in the same way, let us continually collect, count, and remember your
holy names.
Holy names, yes.
Collect, count,
and remember. Calling out, O Sri Kanta, the husband of the goddess of fortune, O Krishna, all attractive one, O Karuna Mayi, O merciful one, O Kanjanab, whose navel is like a lotus flower, O Kaivalya Bhalava, the master of liberation, O Mukunda, the giver of liberation, O Manantaka, the killer of the mortal demon, I will place upon my neck the Lord's holy names, which eclipses the beauty of a splendid strand of pearls. Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one keeps it in his throat, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other worlds, to him? And what are Yamaraj's servants to him? If the opulence or knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, the opulence and knowledge of many millions of universes, if they were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of Krishna's holy names. Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means, the way I will employ, I will use to attain the goal of my life. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions. Because it is Krishna himself who is the reservoir of all pleasure, Krishna's name is complete. And it is the form of all transcendental mellows, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna's name are identical. One last one by Srila Vyasadeva. Krishna's name is the sweetest of sweet things, the most auspicious of auspicious things, the transcendental fruit of the vine of all the Vedic literatures. O best of the Bhrigus, chanted even once, either with faith or even contempt, it delivers the chanter. Now let us try to take our best to keep Krishna's holy name in our tongue, dancing in our ear, expanding in our mind, our chaita, our consciousness, our heart, and let the holy names react in such a way that all our senses become stunned. Try your best. Maharaj said, that's a very high goal. But try your best, because the name is merciful.